All right, so you're ready for your personalized deep dive. This time, we're talking summer.
Summer and mental health, to be exact.
Right. You know, how to have the best summer ever, but also, like, keep your mental game strong.
We all know summer can be amazing, but it can also be, well, kind of tough on mental well-being.
Yeah, totally. So you sent us this article, Looking After Your Mental Health During Summer, and we figured, why not deep dive into it just for you?
We're going way beyond those basic summer tips. We're talking real strategies backed by science to help you thrive all summer long.
We're kind of like revealing the cheat codes for a truly balanced and fulfilling summer, right?
That's a great way to put it. And we know you're busy, so we're going to cut right to the chase. The article starts with something we often take for granted, especially when those days are long and the nights are short.
Sleep.
Exactly.
Sleep. It's like, who wants to go to bed early when the sun's still out? But the article's really pushing for consistency, even in summer.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it's not just about feeling tired, like you didn't get enough sleep. This is different. It's about disrupting your sleep cycle, your circadian rhythm. And when you mess with that, it can actually throw off your mood and your energy, big time.
So messed up sleep equals messed up mood.
Pretty much. And it all comes down to hormones, like melatonin. That's the one that regulates your sleep-wake cycle.
Okay, so how do we fix it? Like, practically speaking, especially with all the tempting things to keep us up late during summer, those late sunsets.
Well, the article suggests, and this might sound counterintuitive, setting an earlier bedtime.
Even when it's laid out.
Even when it's light out, it's about training your body to wind down at the same time every night, regardless of how much daylight there is.
And of course, limiting screen time before bed, which I know we hear all the time.
But it's true. It really does make a difference, that blue light from our devices. It messes with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep.
Okay, moving on from sleep, let's talk about something that always gets a lot of attention, but for good reason. Exercise. I know, I know. You're probably thinking, tell me something new.
I hear you, but this article highlights a study from Harvard that might just change your perspective on exercise. And this is especially important when we're talking about summer and the long term.
Okay, I'm listening.
The study found that exercising, even just 4 times a week, helped older adults maintain their cognitive function over time. It's not just about being fit now, it's about investing in your brain health for the long run. Think of it like a brain booster that keeps working for years to come.
So hitting the gym is like planning for a sharper mind way down the road.
Exactly. And the sooner you start, the better.
All right, sold. So let's move on to something I'm personally a big fan of: mindfulness and meditation.
Yeah, everyone's talking about mindfulness these days.
Right. The article actually quotes NPR on this, saying that these practices are proven to help with stress, anxiety, and depression, which can be super tough to deal with, especially in the summer.
With all the social pressures and schedule changes, yeah.
So it goes beyond just telling us to be mindful. It actually gives us a specific technique to try, a breathing exercise.
Oh, yeah, a simple one. Breathe in slowly through your nose, focusing on that breath, and then exhale slowly through your mouth.
It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. But can you actually explain what mindfulness is, like, in simple terms?
Basically, it's being present in the moment without judgment. You notice your thoughts and feelings without letting them, sweep you away.
Okay, that makes more sense. It's not about zoning out.
No, it's about engaging with your inner world, but not being all critical and stuff.
And the breathing exercise is a good way to start. It brings your attention to your breath, which helps you stay grounded in the present moment.
And calm down your nervous system, which is super helpful when things feel overwhelming.
Right, and the best part, you can do it anytime, anywhere. No special equipment needed, just you, your breath, and a few moments of quiet.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about fun. The article really pushes for this, especially in the summer.
Fun, like doing stuff we enjoy.
Exactly. Trying new activities, going on adventures, really making the most of those long summer days.
Love it. So, why is fun so important for our mental health? Is it more than just feeling good in the moment?
Way more. It's not just about a fleeting feeling. Positive experiences actually help counteract stress and boost your mood. Think of it as a strategic way to protect your mental well-being.
It's like building up your mental resilience. So it's not just about having a good time, it's actually good for you in the long run.
Exactly. The goal is a healthy and enjoyable summer. Remember that.
I totally get that. Last summer, I finally tried paddleboarding. And oh my gosh, I was terrible. But I laughed so much, and just being out on the water was amazing. Those little adventures can really make a difference.
They really can. So what about you? What brings you joy? What are some things you've been wanting to try but haven't gotten around to? This is your time. Summer is the perfect time to explore.
Okay, here's an idea for you. It's especially great if you love trying new things, changing your scenery. And get this, there is science behind it.
Changing my scenery. What do you mean?
The article mentions studies showing that new environments can actually improve our well-being, even if it's just a temporary change.
Huh, interesting. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it has something to do with getting out of our routines, experiencing something novel. It gives our minds a chance to reset and recharge.
It's like hitting the refresh button on our senses and like
Yeah,
our whole perspective, right?
exactly. And it doesn't have to be a fancy vacation. The article gives some cool examples, like exploring new neighborhoods in your city or taking a different route to work. Oh, and it also mentioned camping in Vermont, which I'm adding to my list.
I love that. Finding those little adventures in our everyday lives. It's not always about the big trips.
Now, let's talk about something that's become a bit of a buzzword. Self-care. I feel like everyone's throwing that term around, but what does it actually mean for mental health?
It's a good question. The article defines it as intentionally meeting your own emotional needs, whatever those may be. It's about knowing what nourishes you, what brings you joy, and making a conscious effort to incorporate those things into your life.
So it's not just about bubble baths and face masks.
Not just that, it's deeper. It's about listening to your inner voice, what it needs, and honoring that. And it's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being.
The article even gives an example, like looking forward to a picnic with friends. Simple but powerful.
It's those little things that fill your cup, you know, make you feel good. And it's different for everyone. What are some of your self-care things?
For me, it's definitely being in nature, hiking, walking on the beach, even just sitting in my backyard with a good book. It centers me.
Sounds lovely.
Okay, ready for this next one? It's a bit of a surprise. We're talking about something you might not automatically associate with mental health. Hydration.
Hydration. You mean like drinking water?
Yep, plain old water. I have to admit, I'm not always great at staying hydrated, but this article made me think twice.
Seriously, there's a lot of research coming out about the link between hydration and mental health. It's pretty fascinating.
Okay, tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Well, there's this study from the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. People who increased their water intake by just 1 liter, just one, saw significant improvements in their anxiety symptoms. And then there's another study from UCLA about hydration and depression. Increasing fluid intake helped alleviate symptoms without messing with other health conditions.
Wow, I had no idea. That's really eye-opening. Like, such a simple thing can have such a big impact.
It is, and it shows how connected our physical and mental health really are. Take care of one, and it often benefits the other.
So true. Now, speaking of being connected, the article also mentioned something that can be tough to talk about, but is super important: seeking support.
Ah, yeah, sometimes we need a little extra help, right?
The article gets that finding a therapist can be intimidating, but it also talks about how valuable it can be if you're struggling. And it doesn't have to be a forever thing. Even a few sessions can be really helpful.
Exactly. And it's not a weakness to ask for help. It actually takes strength to recognize you need support and then reach out.
It's like putting yourself and your well-being first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, as we're going through all these tips, what's standing out to you the most so far?
I think for me, what's really sticking is this whole mind-body connection thing. Like, it's not just about our thoughts and feelings, it's about how those things are totally intertwined with our physical habits and even like our environment. It's a bigger picture thing.
It's all connected, right?
It is. And I think that connection is especially relevant when we're talking about summer, because that's when our routines get disrupted the most.
So true. Summer can be so unpredictable. More activities, more social events, later nights. It's a lot to juggle.
So, given all that, how do you think these tips we're discussing can actually help people navigate those summer-specific challenges? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, for one, I think being mindful of that sleep routine, even when it's tempting to stay up late, can make a huge difference in mood and energy levels. And it's not just about how much sleep you get, it's about the quality and the timing.
Consistency, right.
Consistency is key.
Yeah.
And remember, setting that earlier bedtime can be super helpful, even if it feels weird at first.
And that whole thing about changing your scenery, it seems super relevant to summer. It's when people naturally want to travel and explore new places.
It's like built into us that summertime wanderlust.
Exactly. And even if you can't go on a big trip, you can still get that change of scenery benefit by exploring your own city, visiting a new park, or even just rearranging your furniture. It's about novelty, breaking out of those
I
ruts.
like that. Little shifts can make a big
I
difference.
think it all comes back to being mindful of our choices, especially during summer when it's so easy to get swept up in the excitement and busyness of it all.
It's about prioritizing, right?
Yeah.
Making sure we're taking care of ourselves amidst all the fun.
Absolutely. And self-care doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. It's about identifying what truly nourishes you and making time for those things, whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, or connecting with loved ones.
Whatever fills your cup.
Exactly. And speaking of things that fill our cup, can we talk about that hydration thing again? I'm still amazed by that. Like, who knew drinking enough water could have such a powerful impact on our mood?
Right. It's amazing, isn't it? It really highlights how connected our physical and mental health are. Sometimes the simplest things can make the biggest difference.
So simple, but so easy to forget. Okay, let's circle back to exercise for a minute. I know we touched on it earlier, but I think it's worth emphasizing again, especially when it comes to long-term mental well-being.
Absolutely. It's not just about being fit now. It's about investing in our brain health for the future. And this is something that I think is particularly important to remember during the summer months when it's so easy to let our fitness routine slide.
Oh, for sure. Those lazy summer days can really throw a wrench in our workout plans. But this article does a great job of reminding us why it's so important to keep moving no matter what time of year it is.
And it's not about becoming a marathon runner or spending hours at the gym. Even moderate exercise, like brisk walking or swimming, can have significant benefits.
And the great thing about summer is that there are so many fun ways to get moving. Swimming in the lake, hiking in the mountains, playing frisbee in the park. The possibilities are endless.
I love that. It's about finding activities that you genuinely enjoy and that fit into your summer lifestyle. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. It should be something that energizes you and makes you feel good.
Speaking of things that energize us and make us feel good, let's revisit that idea of fun and enjoyable activities. I think it's something that often gets overlooked when we're busy and focused on productivity.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle, especially during the summer when there's so much going on. But as the article emphasizes, having fun is not a luxury. It's essential for our well-being.
It's like fun is actually productive.
Exactly. It's an investment in our happiness and mental health.
I like that reframing. So, how do we make sure we're prioritizing fun, even when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed? What are some practical tips for incorporating more joy into our summer days?
Well, I think it starts with being intentional about scheduling time for fun. Just like we schedule our work meetings and appointments, we can also schedule time for activities that bring us joy.
That's a great idea. It's like putting it on the calendar so it actually happens. And it doesn't have to be anything elaborate or time-consuming. Even just 30 minutes a day can make a difference.
Exactly. And it's about being open to new experiences and trying things that we've always wanted to do. Maybe it's taking a dance class, learning a new language, or starting a garden. Summer is the perfect time to explore our passions and try something new.
I love that. And you know, something that I've been thinking about lately is how our environment can play a role in our enjoyment and well-being. The article mentions the benefits of changing our scenery, but I think it goes beyond that.
Oh, I'm curious. Tell me more about that.
Well, I've been thinking about how our physical surroundings, even something as simple as the lighting in our homes or the way we decorate our spaces, can impact our mood and energy levels.
That's a fascinating observation. And it makes perfect sense. Our environment can have a subtle but powerful influence on our state of mind. So how do you think we can apply this concept to our summer experience?
I think it's about being mindful of how our surroundings make us feel. Do we feel energized and inspired in certain spaces? Do we feel calm and relaxed in others? And then how can we intentionally create those feelings in our homes and in the places where we spend our time during the summer?
I love that. It's about taking ownership of our environment and using it as a tool to support our well-being. And it doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. It could be as simple as adding some fresh flowers to your home, diffusing essential oils, or creating a cozy reading nook in your backyard.
Those are great ideas. And you know, something that I found really helpful is incorporating elements of nature into my surroundings, especially during the summer. Maybe it's bringing some plants indoors, opening the windows to let in the fresh air, or spending more time outdoors.
That's a wonderful idea. And it aligns with the concept of biophilia, which suggests that humans have an innate connection to nature. and that spending time in nature can have a profound impact on our well-being.
Exactly. And luckily, during the summer, it's easier than ever to connect with nature. Whether it's going for a hike in the woods, swimming in the ocean, or simply sitting under a tree in your local park, there are endless opportunities to soak up the restorative power of nature.
And that connection to nature can be especially beneficial during the summer months, when we're often more exposed to stress, heat, and busy schedules. It's like nature provides a natural antidote to the hustle and bustle of modern life.
It really does. It's like hitting the reset button on our nervous system. So as we continue exploring these different facets of summer mental wellness, I'm really struck by the idea of personalization. What works for one person may not work for another, and it's essential to find what resonates with you and fits into your lifestyle.
I couldn't agree more. This article gives us a great framework and tons of valuable tips, but ultimately, it's up to each individual to determine what works best for them.
It's like we're all on our own unique journeys.
Exactly. And that's where self-awareness and experimentation come in. It's about being curious and trying different things until you find what feels good and supports your well-being.
And it's not about being perfect. It's about making progress and finding what works for you in this moment.
Well said. So how about we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve into some more specific strategies for navigating the unique challenges and opportunities that summer brings.
Sounds good to me. We'll be right back after a short break. All right, we're back. And you know, as we were diving into all these tips, something really hit me. The article keeps emphasizing this mind-body connection.
Oh yeah, it's not just about our thoughts and feelings. It's about how those things are tied to our physical habits, like even our environment. It's kind of wild when you think about it.
Right, and it makes it feel more real, more like something you can actually DO.
Exactly. It gives you more control over your own well-being. It's not just some abstract concept.
And thinking about our listener, you know, someone who wants to make the most of summer, that mind-body connection feels super relevant.
Totally. Summer is when we're more active, more social, potentially more stressed, too. So how do you think these tips we're talking about can help someone handle those summer-specific challenges?
Well, that whole thing about consistent sleep is huge, even when it's so tempting to stay up late with the longer days.
It's tough. But it's not just about how much sleep you get. It's about the quality of that sleep and the timing.
That's where that earlier bedtime comes in, even if it's still light out.
Exactly. Train your body to wind down at a consistent time, no matter what the sun's doing.
I think that tip about changing your scenery is also really relevant in summer. It's when people naturally want to travel and explore new places.
Oh yeah, totally. And even if you can't take a big trip, exploring your own city could be just as refreshing. Visit a park you've never been to, try a new restaurant, or even just walk a different route to work. It's all about shaking things up.
It's like hitting the reset button. Summer can be so hectic, so those little breaks in routine can make a big difference.
They really can. It's all about being intentional with our time and energy.
And recognizing that self-care is super important, especially during the summer when it's so easy to overcommit and burn ourselves out.
Preach. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential.
And it doesn't have to be complicated. It's about making time for things that make you feel good. Spending time in nature, listening to music, connecting with friends, whatever nourishes your soul.
Exactly. It's different for everyone, but it's so crucial for maintaining balance and well-being.
You know, I still can't get over that link between hydration and mental health. Like, how did I not know this before?
Right. It's pretty mind-blowing. Just drinking enough water can have such a positive impact on our mood and overall well-being. It's a simple but powerful change we can all make.
It's like the easiest self-care tip ever. Just grab a water bottle and go. All right, let's circle back to exercise for a sec. We talked about it earlier, but I think it's worth another mention, especially when it comes to long-term brain health.
Absolutely. Investing in your physical health now is like making a deposit in your future well-being bank. And remember, it's not about pushing yourself to the limit. Even moderate exercise can make a big difference.
Totally. And there are so many fun ways to get moving during the summer. Swimming, hiking, biking, dancing. It's all about finding activities that you enjoy and that fit into your lifestyle.
Make it fun, and it won't feel like a chore. Summer is the perfect time to get outside and play.
Okay, speaking of fun, can we talk more about that? I think it's so important to prioritize joy, especially when life gets busy and stressful.
Absolutely. Having fun isn't just about feeling good in the moment. It's actually a key ingredient in a healthy and balanced life. It helps us manage stress, boost our mood, and connect with others.
So how do we make sure we're incorporating enough fun into our summer routines? What are some practical tips?
I'm a big fan of scheduling fun activities, just like you'd schedule any other important appointment. It helps make sure that fun doesn't get squeezed out by other obligations. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be a picnic in the park, a movie night with friends, or even just an hour of reading a good book.
I love that idea. It's like giving yourself permission to prioritize joy.
Exactly. And I think it's also important to be open to trying new things. Step outside of your comfort zone and explore a new hobby, take a class, or visit a place you've never been before. Summer is the perfect time for adventure and exploration.
You know, something that I've been thinking about lately is how our environment can play a role in our enjoyment and well-being. The article talks about the benefits of changing our scenery, but I think it goes beyond that.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about what you're thinking.
Well, I've been thinking about how our physical surroundings, even something as simple as the lighting in our homes or the way we decorate our spaces, can impact our mood and energy levels. It's like creating a sanctuary that supports our well-being.
I love that. It's about being intentional with our space and making sure it reflects the energy we want to cultivate.
Right. Like, you want to feel more relaxed and peaceful. Maybe you incorporate softer colors, natural textures, and calming scents into your home decor.
And if you want to feel more energized and inspired, maybe you bring in brighter colors, bold patterns, and plants that bring life and vibrancy to your space.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment that supports the mood and energy you want to experience. And it doesn't have to be a huge overhaul. Sometimes just making a few small changes can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Maybe it's decluttering your desk, adding some fresh flowers to your living room, or creating a cozy reading nook by the window. It's about making your space feel good to be in.
And you know, one thing that I've found really helpful is incorporating elements of nature into my home, especially during the summer.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Bringing the outdoors in is such a great way to create a sense of peace and tranquility.
It really is. Maybe it's adding some potted plants to your living room, putting up some nature-inspired artwork, or even just opening the windows to let in the fresh air and sunshine.
All those little things can make a big difference.
You know, as we've been talking about all these different aspects of summer well-being, something that keeps coming back to me is this idea of self-compassion. Summer can be a time of great joy and excitement, but it can also be a time of stress and overwhelm. And it's important to remember that it's okay to not be okay all the time.
Absolutely. Give yourself permission to rest, to recharge, to say no to things that drain your energy, and to prioritize activities that bring you joy and nourishment.
And remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential. When we prioritize our own well-being, we're better able to show up for others and for the things that matter most to us.
So well said. And I think that's a perfect message to carry with us as we continue exploring these topics. It's not about striving for perfection. It's about being kind to ourselves, embracing our imperfections, and celebrating the journey.
I love that. So how about we take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts on how to create a summer that is both joyful and fulfilling.
Sounds like a plan. We'll be back in a flash.
Okay, we're back. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I keep thinking about how much this article changes how we think about mental well-being in the summer.
It's not about just, like, surviving summer. It's about actually thriving.
Yeah, it's about actively creating a lifestyle that supports our mental and emotional health, even with all the craziness summer can bring.
And that's empowering. It means we have the power to shape how we feel.
Totally. It's not about being perfectly happy or perfectly balanced all the time.
No way. It's about being mindful, being open to trying new things, and figuring out what works best for you.
It's like a personalized approach to well-being, customized for summer.
Exactly. And sometimes that might mean reaching out for support, whether it's therapy, friends, family, whoever feels right for you.
It's a good reminder that we're not alone in this. There are people who care and want to help.
And, you know, thinking back on all those tips, the thing that really sticks with me is how much emphasis there is on small changes.
Right. Like, you don't have to overhaul your whole life.
Just incorporate little things that make a difference over time.
Like that hydration thing. Who knew just drinking more water could have such a big impact?
It's amazing what a difference those simple things can make.
And it's not just about those individual actions. It's about how those choices, little by little, add up to a whole lifestyle that supports our well-being.
It's like building momentum. One good choice leads to another and another.
So, as we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with one final thought. Self-compassion. Summer can be awesome, but it can also be really stressful.
It can be a lot to juggle, for sure.
And it's okay to not be okay all the time.
Totally. Give yourself permission to rest, to recharge, to say no when you need to.
And remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's actually the opposite. When we take care of ourselves, we're better able to show up for everyone else.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So there you have it. Your personalized deep dive into summer mental wellness, packed with tips and insights just for you. We hope you found it helpful and inspiring.
And remember, summer's all about balance. Enjoy the fun, but take care of yourself too.
If you have any questions or just want to connect, you know where to find us, on social media or at our website. Until next time, have an amazing and mentally healthy summer.
Buff for now.